Good morning. It's Thursday, June 30th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny, with a high near 90 and light winds. Tonight will be clear, with a low around 57 and winds. In local news, a woman who works for Sacramento City Councilman Sean Loloi lives with her family in the Hagenwood home he owns, and one man has been registered to vote there for the past year and a half. Loloi, who is facing the prospect of a city council investigation into his residency, also says he lives in the home. Sacramento requires that council members live in the districts they represent. The Hagenwood home, which is in Loloi's district, is the residence where Loloi is registered to vote. Carla Montoya, who works for Loloi's Viva supermarket business, confirmed in a text message that she and her family live at the Hagenwood house. Edwin Montoya has been registered to vote from Loloi's residence since October 2020, according to county voter registration records. Loloi, who is married and has two children, said in an interview with the Sacramento Bee earlier this month that he has lived there with his family ever since he bought the home. In California, if a city council member does not reside or have a domicile in the district they represent, the council could vote to declare the seat vacant, and the member would be replaced. A person who votes from a place they don't live could face criminal charges for perjury and voter fraud, Wisher said. If convicted, the person would lose the council seat. In food and drink news, the city of Elk Grove will soon see 12 new food and drink spots, including one from acclaimed Sacramento chef Billy No, at its new Sky River Casino. No, the founder and chef of multiple Sacramento culinary destinations, will be opening Fukuro by KRU at the market at Sky River. The restaurant will offer Japanese cuisine with an emphasis on sustainability and quality, according to the casino's news release. The marketplace will be one restaurant, featuring 12 different food and beverage venues, including Fukuro by KRU. No's concept will be joining restaurants, such as CA99 Hot Chicken, Aurelia Taqueria, Butcher's Burger, Roly Roti, Sky River Java, and Upper Barrel Wine Bar. Sky River Casino will open this fall, a representative said. The casino is the Wilton Rancheria Tribe's new resort at 1 Sky River Parkway in Elk Grove. The tribe broke ground on the site in March 2021 and started hiring for more than a dozen jobs in March 2022. Within its 100,000 square feet of gaming space, it includes 2,000 slot machines and more than 80 table games, along with a total of 17 food and drink restaurants. In California news, a statewide data breach this week exposed the personal information of Californians who have applied for permits to carry firearms in public. The leak, announced by the California Department of Justice Wednesday, revealed the name, date of birth, gender, race, driver's license number, addresses and criminal history of those who were granted or denied a concealed and carry weapons permit between 2011 and 2021. The department said the data was exposed for less than 24 hours. The agency urged those whose information was revealed to monitor their credit history and consider placing a security freeze on their credit report, blocking potential creditors from access. DOJ also recommended placing a fraud alert on the report, signaling lenders or creditors that you may have been defrauded. The exposure occurred while the department was posting updates to the firearms dashboard portal, and the information was accessible via a spreadsheet on the portal. The department shut down the dashboard Wednesday morning. It will reach out to those whose information was exposed and will provide credit monitoring services as needed. The breach comes as California's concealed carry weapons permit system faces heightened scrutiny. A Supreme Court decision last week declared the state's practice of requiring prospective permit holders to show good cause was unconstitutional. Now, the legislature is working to pass legislation that would blunt the impact of the decision. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.